Flambeau Mining is asking the Wisconsin DNR for a permit to change its stormwater filtering system at the edge of the copper mine that closed in the 1990s. Critics say water containing copper drains from a pond and into a tributary of the Flambeau River. Mining company official Jana Murphy says replacing the pond with two of what are called infiltration basins would be a better way to handle stormwater.
Rather than have rainwater coming off from the asphalt and running off to surface waters, that this will allow this to be returned to subsurface in a more controlled fashion.
Murphy says Flambeau has been talking with the DNR about making the change since before January of this year, when environmentalists filed a federal lawsuit over the discharge of copper. Laura Gauger of the Wisconsin Resources Protection Council helped file that lawsuit. She says Flambeau's new stormwater plan covers up the copper problem instead of cleaning it up.
The contaminated water is going to be allowed to seep into the earth where it can commingle with groundwater.
Last week at a DNR hearing, an attorney for the Lac-Couturier Band of Chippewa joined Gauger in raising concerns. Dennis Grzynski says the DNR should require better groundwater monitoring at the former mine site and open the scope of the new review to consider Flambeau's proposal a significant change to the mine reclamation plan. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.